The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us Tana Rabbanan regarding the halacha of Shen Va'ayin. The Rebbe Kanani goes out free if his owner caused his one of the Rashi Avarim, his tooth or his eye, or any of the 24 Rashi Avarim to be lost. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan Reishay Rabbi Roife, if somebody's owner was a doctor. And the Eved requested of his owner to give him an eye treatment, the Simai. And in the course of the eye treatment, he blinded the Eved's eye. Or Lachtalai Shinai, to clean his teeth, to give him a filling. And as he's doing that, the Pilai, and the tooth falls out. Sichek Ba'adon, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that the Adon loses out. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says, if we look at the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim that speaks about Shein Va'ayin, and the pasuk says, V'chiyak ish as ein avdo yis ein amos as ein amosay v'shichaso l'chavshi yishalchana tachas einoi, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, at she yischavin l'shichaso. The only time one is obligated, the Eved goes out, is if there was a clear intention to do damage. Ask the Gemara Rabbanon, Hai v'shichaso my avdilei. What did Rabbanon do with that pasuk of v'shichaso? Answers the Gemara M'bay Luchretanya. They need it for the limud that we learn in this Braisa. The Braisa teaches us. Rabbi Lezo Aymar Reisha Hoshit Yod L'meshiv Chosoi. If an owner is an obstetrician and he is attempting to deliver the baby of his Shifcha Kananis, and during the attempted delivery, Sima Uber Shavimeha, he blinded the child in her womb, Potter. He's Potter. My Tama, the Yama Krav Shichasa, Achi Chavim Lashichasa. The only Chayiv when there was real intent to do damage. Here, there wasn't a tent. There was only an attempt to deliver the child. Vidach, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who obviously agrees to Rabbi Lez's din, and uses the word v'shichas to teach us this din, v'shichas v'shichas on nafka. He learns both halachas. He says, we learn one halacha from the word v'shichas, and then we learn the other halacha from the extra hey at the end of the word v'shichas, v'shichaso. Vidach, and the Chacham v'shichas, v'shichaso loidarish, they don't agree with that limud. They hold that only in the course of delivering a baby, in that case, is the halacha, the halacha is that indeed the Eved doesn't go free, because as Rashi explains, in the case of the blinded fetus, the newborn slave does not go free because the master had no intention of touching or tampering with the fetus's eye. And that's why everybody agrees that this fetus would not go free. However, in the case where he is working with the eye, with the tooth, albeit it was not his intention to do any damage, but since he's actually working with that eye and with that tooth, the halacha is that the Eved would go free. And indeed, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch Yerudeya, Simen, Reish, Samach, Zayin, Hil, Sif, Lamed, Vav, Hilchis Avodim, says the Shulchan Aruch, B'chol Elu Eni Yotz L'Cheiris, in all these situations, the Eved does not go free, Ad Shiyasa Odom B'Kavona, unless the owner did what he did intentionally. L'fikach, in Kivan Lizrak Eben B'Behem B'Nafla B'Eved, if somebody meant to throw a stone at an animal, and he threw it at an Eved, the chotcha etzboi, and by hitting the eved, his finger falls off. Rachman slan, a hippel shina, his tooth falls out. Any yotzel cheres, the kainim hoichi yadoi lemeshiv chasai, or if he was attempting to deliver this child to from the shivcha, the sima ein ubishvimeyeha, and in the course of the delivery, he blinded this fetus. Any yotzelcheres, shelo yoyde yadavish yiskavenloi. He had no intention of doing anything with this limb. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Avlam hay Rabbi Roifei, if an Evid's owner is a doctor, Vamle Khol Inay, and the Evid asked his owner, the doctor, to treat his eye, and in the course of the treatment, the Simoi, he makes it blind, Yoitzel Khairis, there he will go free, Shrei Kivan L'Abed. In this case, there was clear intention to do damage, even though he didn't want to do damage, but he was tampering, with the eye. However, so clearly the Shulchan Aruch here is paskening like the opinion of the Chachamim. Tosfos asks a question. He says that the Gemara, the Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, quotes Rabbah that if somebody had a stone in his lap, he doesn't even know that he has that stone in his lap, and the stone falls out and it hits someone's eye, and the eye falls out. Says the Gemara that it's dependent on the machlokes that we just learned of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, if you have to have kavanah, which means that according to the way the Gemara over there reads, according to the Rabbanon, the Eved would go out free. But let's try to understand. We're learning now, as we quoted Rashi a moment ago, that you're only chayiv when you were working with the eye or with the tooth. There, the individual who's sitting with the stone in his lap is not at all intending to touch the eye or the tooth. So if he's not intending to touch at all the eye or the tooth, why should be chayiv? Says Tosfos that the reason the Rabbanon hold that you potter when someone puts his hand into the womb of the shivcha, and in the course of delivering that baby, he becomes blind, there are two reasons why you should be potter. Number one, his intention were good. He intended actually to help deliver the child. And number two, he had no intention to touch the eye in any way. However, in a case where we only have one of those conditions met, he indeed did not intend to touch the eye, but he didn't have good intentions. He was sitting with a stone in his lap. He wasn't in the middle of delivering a baby. Even the Rabbanan will agree that he's chayiv. So even though he didn't intend to hurt the eye, he didn't have a good intention either, there the Rabbanan will agree that he'll go out free. And therefore, in a reverse situation, where the owner is a doctor, and his intentions are good, he wanted to treat the eye, but he was touching the eye, the Rabbanan, consistent to their position, will hold, since you don't have both conditions aren't met, the halacha is the Eved goes out free. The Ravid has a different approach. He says, according to Rabbanan, you don't have to have kavana. And therefore, when the stone was in the Eved's lap, the halacha is that the Eved goes, when the owner's lap and they hit the Eved goes free. If so, why is the halacha that in the course of the delivery, the owner blinded the fetus, the halacha is that he doesn't go free? There's a different halacha. Since this baby, this fetus, never came out, la'avira olam, says the Ravid, so you can't call that an eye. You only could call it an eye when it came out and was usable and now the owner made it non-usable. Here, since this child was never born, so he never had a usable eye, it's not considered a situation of blinding an eye. The Shita Hanoidalami, it's a Rishon, as does the Rajba, explains differently. They say that we have a klal, which will come across quite often in Mitzvah Shem when we're going to learn Masechta Bava Kamma. And that is Adam Mu'ud L'Olam. And therefore, it makes no difference what was the intention of the owner when the stone fell out of his lap. The halacha is Adam Mu'ud L'Olam, and he's responsible, and the owner, therefore, is responsible for his actions. Only in a case, as we said earlier, where it's an onus gomer, in the course of delivering a child, he accidentally blinded the baby. There and only there is it considered a situation of onus gomer, where the chacham agree. Anywhere else, the chacham will not agree. Which this discussion opens up a very important question. And that is, what is a responsibility? How much should we hold a doctor responsible for malpractice? There's a Ramban. The Ramban says, we know that the Pasuk says, V'rape Yerape, says the Ramban, that, and as the Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Aleph explains, Mikan Shenit Rishus L'Roife L'Rapeis. So says the Ramban, that included in that Rishus is that the Torah gives him immunity. That if you did your job, if the doctor did what he could do, and unfortunately, in the course of doing what he could do, something happened, we cannot and will not hold him responsible. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simin Shin Lamed Vav teaches us, Nosna HaTayr Rishus L'Roy Fe L'Rapis, Sif Aleph. The Torah gives the doctor permission to do what he needs to do, and says the Shulchan Aruch mitzvah hi. It's a mitzvah for a doctor to heal a patient. U'beklal b'kuch nefeshu. V'meinei atzmai. And if the doctor holds himself back, harezeh shoyfech tomim. A doctor who could take care of a patient and doesn't, says the Shulchan Aruch is a shoyfech tomim. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. But this patient could go to a different doctor. But he wants to go to this doctor. This doctor has an obligation to care for this patient. Why? Not everybody is a good doctor. Everybody has their doctor that's going to be the shliach to take care of them. Umiu, however, continues to Shulchan Aruch. Lo yasik b'rufua elam kenu baki. Somebody should not attempt to heal people unless he's an expert. And there's no one that could do the job better than he. Shimloikein is someone who isn't licensed, or there's someone who could do the job better. Hareza shafach damim. Vimripa shloibrishos bezdin, continues the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody attempts to do medicine to where he doesn't have rishos, chayiv batashluma filim baki. If you don't have rishos, you have no right. Vimripa b'shus bezdin. But if you have rishos to be a doctor, v'tav hizik, and in the course of doing whatever you did, what happened was v'tav hizik, part of b'dinei adam chayiv b'dinei shemayim. You really ought to be chayiv. The Chazal, however, said part of b'dinei adam chayiv b'dinei shemayim, v'himis v'noid lo shishogag, if it killed someone because shogag, goyel al yodah, should go into golos. And as the Tashbatz explains, that really, as we said earlier in our shiur, there's a rule that Adam Mu'ud L'Olam. There is no excuse of shogeg or mezid when it comes to human beings. And therefore, if a doctor, even with the best of intention, did damage to a patient, Adam Mu'ud L'Olam, and he ought to be held responsible. The only reason the Shulchan Aruch says that he's not chayiv is when they tick an oilam, because otherwise nobody will ever want to be a doctor. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Shas of Tshuva's Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Dalid Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, that discusses a situation with a dentist, where the dentist was treating one tooth, and as he was working with one tooth, he touched another tooth and did significant damage to that second tooth that cost the patient a significant amount of money to repair, to heal that second tooth. And the question that the Rav Vosner is discussing is he chayiv, is the doctor chayiv for the damage that he did for that second tooth? And he says, he quotes our halacha that we just quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shen Lamed Vav, quotes the Tashbatz that explained the Tikkun Olam, but he explains that the Tashbatz is saying as follows. As we explained, really the doctor ought to be held responsible because Adam Mu'ud L'Olam. There's a special heter of Tikkun Olam that absolves him. But that's only, says Rav Vosner, when he was working on what he was supposed to be working. But if he's not touching but if he ended up touching on what he wasn't supposed to touch, so that wasn't part of his treatment. The entire heter, says Rav Vosner, is only if something happened while you were treating what you were supposed to be treating. But if something happened while you were treating something that you weren't supposed to be treating, you have no heter. On the other hand, he quotes the Tashbatz, and if you look at the words of the Tashbatz, he says, "V'ein b'chlal zeh she'ein b'olodei chavol l'schay ben azorken." Continues the Tashbatz, "V'mshogeg o'hezed, o'hoisev machiv, v'niskavim l'rapois." The doctor had the best of intentions. "V'lo'niskavim l'hazik, pot ab medina shmayim, she'ein lo'y al-mal she'ein avroyos." So he says, since his intentions were honorable, according to the Tashbatz, even if he touched something that he wasn't supposed to touch, the halacha is that we can't have any claim against the doctor, against the dentist. So, if so, says Rav Vosner, maybe he should not be obligated. Says Rav Vosner, very interesting. Since doctors, dentists, that's the question that Rav Vosner is discussing, nowadays, as they're treating a patient, have x-rays and other equipment available to them that they could make sure that they're only treating and touching the tooth that they're supposed to be touching, and they're not touching or treating a tooth that they're not supposed to be touching. You can't, under those circumstances, says Rav Vosner, say that Ein L'Dayan El Masha Ein Avroyos. You can't say, as we said earlier in this year, that he's an oinus gom. And therefore, it's going to become extremely subjective. We're going to have to judge every situation independently. And if it's a situation where indeed the doctor had no choice, the halacha will be that we will indeed be lenient and not make the doctor pay. But in a situation where the doctor could have avoided through using technology or x-ray or whatever, touching the tooth, and he didn't, then he will be held responsible. Rav Vosner doesn't say it, but I assume that in a situation where it's indeed a question, they will say the concept of a moitzi mechaver olav haraya, and the doctor will be not held responsible.